The Undependable Global Positioning System. Warning! Do not attempt to use this device to travel from one location to another, as this device has no love for destination. We are inclined toward interstitial points for which destination is immaterial. Failure to take an interest in your surroundings during the course of a journey can result in disappointment, tedium, and irritation. This place where you are now situated should serve as a substitute for places you do not yet inhabit, whether exotic or routine. You assume total responsibility for becoming confused or disoriented. The manufacturers are indemnified against all legal remedies, having constituted themselves as a duly registered limited liability corporation. The manufacturers too are lost.
Where to?
Home. Please rule out home in all cases, because home, which calls you to it, is rocky at its margins, and there all ships will run aground. Home is the most heavily mined coordinate on the battlefield grid. Home is the place with the greatest variety of germs, and home is therefore the address most likely to infect. Home is where the highest volume of betrayals have been sorted and cataloged. Rule out home.
Work.
Work is neurotic. Work exists only because of the total domination of a certain economic principle. You work because you are unable to change the way the cables are strung, the way the megawatts are turbined. You work because time paddles one way down the creek, toward a pine box and freshly dug earth. Ideally, you would work only at the pursuit of your fancy. You ought to follow your fancy. And so you should follow the undependable global positioning system, all of its manifold caprices, as a sign of your willingness to understand.
The shopping center.
The shopping center is a way station between work and home. Because you are neither commuting to work nor heading home, you should not linger at the way station between the two, whose only purpose, as with work, is to prop up propagandistic ideas about the circulation of currencies and to replace items that have had obsolescence built into their lives. For today, while you are operating the undependable global positioning system, please consider avoiding the purchase of goods and services, excepting useless objects, those going by the name of art.
The hospital.
The hospital is where you go to get sick. The gymnasium. No further exercise is required.
The school.
The undependable global positioning system considers itself to be an exclusively viable and duly accredited educational system. The UGPS has the following pedagogical values: it does not care about any testing result, nor any core curriculum, nor any grading criteria, and accordingly the UGPS doesn't bother to prepare you for later life. It has no interest in pre-professional courses of study, nor in making the big time, and so if you imagine you are on a one-way pre-professional track, the undependable global positioning system suggests you purchase a different product. We can refer you to more appropriate merchandise.
Where will you travel today? Type in any address you would like. For example, the address of large cantilevered bridge, fashioned in gold, with topaz and onyx and tourmaline inlays, located in a Himalayan kingdom. Or it could be the address of a lover that you have so far kept hidden from all and sundry in whose arms you have contrived to lie. Or it could be the address of a church that you are investigating, one with flying buttresses, or it could just be an address of a dinner party, or the whereabouts of a beloved child. Unfortunately, the undependable global positioning system will not take you to any of these addresses, because the only address that is feasible, in the case of the UGPS, is a location that does not exist on any current map. That address is Minahanink.
Let's go.
1.
If you are on the interstate, please take the nearest exit on your right. That is, exit off the interstate.
With the undependable global positioning system, you should always exit the interstate unless you are trying to leave town during nuclear attack. In the presence of a mushroom cloud, or in the presence of significant releases of radiation, employ an alternate route. 2. Upon leaving the interstate, there is a sign indicating that food, phone, gas, await you on the left. Please go to the right. 3. If food, phone, gas, and lodging are indicated to the right, go left. 4. If the coast is to the right, to the east, make a left, and go 30 miles. 5. If the coast is to the left, make a right, and go 111 miles. Travel inland. Into the underbrush. Inland where all the desperation is. Travel toward desperation. Attempt to feel, in the car, the desperation. Desperation is like a moist cold such as precedes the dreaded wintry mix. Desperation is like the onset of flu. It's like multiple bankruptcies, or like having lost a family member. You know this feeling. 6. If you see a school up ahead, turn left, away from the school. The running and gambling of children is too much for you. If you see a young woman walking a dog and talking on a cell phone, pull over immediately. Lower the window on the driver's side. 7. To the woman walking her dog, say, I'm trying to get to a place called Minahanink, in the pleasantest way imaginable. You can do it. There are pleasantries and there are pleasantries. Try to make your sound spontaneous and animated. When the young woman says, I'm afraid I don't know where that is, you may thank her for her time. Then you might say the following, are there any Christmas tree farms in these parts? She will probably walk away. If she does not, stop and consider. The smell of Christmas fir, newly grown, or newly harvested, so wonderful. 8. Drive to a region of higher elevation. This may involve moving more into the interior, away from the coast. Sometimes it's hard to tell when the elevation is increasing. You may simply have to drive toward a thinning of the population. If you see signs for a highway, head oppositely. 9. At any moment in which your road empties out onto a four-laner, a county road, prepare to exit. If you should see any chain restaurants of any kind, or any car dealerships with their oversized flags, take your first immediate exit, preferably the next left. Occasionally, despite the presence of chain restaurants and car dealerships, despite the presence of the occasional big box retailer, there are covered bridges. That is, upon retreating from the city, and from the coast, in the direction of Minahanink, there is a likelihood of covered bridges. If there is a covered bridge, drive back and forth through it a few times. There may be fishing in that brook there. 10. Maybe you should stop and get down into the water. What kind of clothes are you wearing? Are you wearing nice slacks? Don't you hate the word slacks? How willing are you to sacrifice your pressed trousers? The temperature may make it impossible for you to get into the river under the covered bridge, not without suffering signs of hypothermia. What kind of health insurance do you carry? What do you think about the individual mandate? Why would you honestly think about stopping at the grocery store or paying a call to that genteel luncheon, when you could have the unmitigated absolution of a dunk in the creek? 11. If not lost, get back into your car, and take your wet shoes off. You are squeaky clean. We will talk no more of your mistakes. Put the car in drive. In 3/10 of a mile, make a right turn, and go up the hill. 12. A hill gives perspective, a hill promises repose. You can understand why there are people who would like to be buried on a hillside, near a rusty gate that no longer swings shut. On the hillside, there are eruptions of meadow that happen nowhere else. Keep going up, or go along the hillside until there is a spot where the pavement narrows. Is your window still rolled down? Can you smell wood smoke? Are there frost heaves? 13. Look for the opening, the mottling of sunlight that means that the forestation is less dense. Look for the presence of white birch. The white birch is the emblem of intention. If there are too many maples, you should feel free to complain. We are looking for fewer maples. We are looking to escape the Norway maple, that self-satisfied interloper. Do not touch the white birch, do not strip off its bark. The colors of the forest are burlesque in spring and fall. Is there a location where canopy thins and sunlight peeks through, as if to indicate a ridge? Drive in this direction. 14. The sound of alpine latitudes is important. If you are not driving a hybrid vehicle, and you really ought to be, you will be able to hear little but the hum of an aerodynamically designed automobile on empty road. But the sound might be otherwise. Hawks, owls, coyote. A mutt in the backyard, tailless, chained up. Turn off your headlights, even if it's night. Live in the end of the history of the automobile. 15. Park. Is the meadow up ahead, with its profusion of riparian undergrowth, beside some rushing brook? Is the mountain face eroded by the winds, scraped clean by those who once practiced agriculture or animal husbandry, or who are totally impoverished, and who are now enthusiastic gun owners, or who have a great number of pets? Leave the car doors open. Head up the embankment, stumble through the scree, and into the meadow. Raise high your arms. 16. Minahanunk. Now say it. In fact, you can say whatever you want. It's up to you. You are lost. Or, let's go. 1. In this sequence you have selected the inebriated undependable global positioning system guide, who has earnestly attempted to keep himself in tip-top customer service condition, but who is under a considerable amount of strain. He is attempting to entertain large numbers of end users and boost our stock valuation. He is plagued with self-doubt. He was often belittled as a child. 2. Turn left. No, wait, turn right. Oh fuck, maybe I meant turn left. Can you give me a second to work on it? Just give me a second. I really think it's a left, but I'm a little fuzzy. I forgot my reading glasses. Do you have any reading glasses? Like a pair from the pharmacy? Anything would help. Left. We'll see what happens. 3. When I was a kid, my grandmother was driving me back one night from some kind of restaurant. I don't know what got into her, but she got on the interstate on the off-ramp. I mean, she was driving the wrong way up the ramp, and then, suddenly, she was on the interstate, going the wrong way, and the lights were coming at us, and we were lurching into the breakdown lane with all the traffic careening toward us, stamping on the brakes, leaning on their horns. Of course, we had no choice but to drive a mile or so the wrong way on the interstate, with the traffic bearing down on us. No choice. My God. Somehow, we managed to get back on the surface roads. My grandmother never said anything. She just kept driving. Later, she pretended it had never happened. 4. Make your first available U-turn now. Now. Everybody needs to be able to make an effective U-turn. There are parts of the country, like in the Southwest, where U-turns are part of your daily life. Make one now, and then in 1/4 mile do whatever you feel like doing. Pull into a driveway. Peek in the window. 5. What did I just say? Did I just say to go left onto the county road and look for an Outback Steakhouse? That's what I remember saying. This map is outdated, and you really ought to be purchasing the updates, because big federal money is being spent on the roads. All kinds of changes. And none of these new roads is going to be on your map. You're going to get lost. Might as well stop at the Outback Steakhouse. Sometimes you can get bargain drinks there. At least, I think it's Outback Steakhouse. 6. Does that sign say that you're heading east? Because you should be traveling east, because we're heading toward water, I can feel it. We're going to a place that has water on all four sides, it looks a certain way on the map, and so I think the quickest way to reach the water is just to head east, and to start to look for marinas and fish fry joints. 7. I promise, I'm going to get it all straightened out soon. I think you might have ignored the instructions back a couple of miles. I think we should just pull over for a minute and I'll pee and then we can look more closely at the maps. 8. Truth is, I'm not always like this. I can control myself sometimes, but when I've got a lot on my plate, I can't predict what's going to happen. It's an honest man's failing. Maybe we should ask someone up here for directions, for the address of a place in town where we can stop and get a quick beer. I really like the dives, the holes in the wall. Sometimes it's lonely in this box. 9. You should try to flag someone down. Quit talking so much about it, just do it. Don't be a whiner. It's important to keep the spare in good working condition. I'll wait here and make sure no one steals the car. Tell them that you're going to Minnehaha. All roads lead to Minnehaha. We just don't know which road is which. 10. No, I really think that's the canal on the right, and we're meant to follow the canal until it leads to the river. The thing about the rivers is that they inevitably lead to the sea. And we're meant to be heading for this island. It's the kind of island that you can get to with a car. If we stay on a road that shadows the canal, we're golden. The canal will get us to the river, and the river leads to the coast, which is adjacent to the ocean, and the ocean leads to the moon. 11. I really feel sick. I know I told you to pull over, but you had other ideas. I feel like I might be sick, and I'm wondering if there are any bags in the car. I'm really sorry, this is so embarrassing. I'm just here to try to give you directions, and instead I'm all shit-faced, and I can barely get out a comprehensible word. Really, it's my fault, except I do think you could have been a little more compassionate. I know I'm the one who drank all the rotgut, but you could be compassionate. A little bit anyhow. You're always thinking of yourself. 12. I didn't want to come on the trip anyway. Fuck it. I tried to be helpful and help you get where you wanted to go, but you wouldn't listen to anything I had to say, and look where we are. I don't even know where the hell we are. Except that there are a lot of boarded up stores, and not a pedestrian to be seen. We're certainly not on some beautiful island, where there ought to be a lot of champagne going around on trays, and people making witty remarks. Pull over here, maybe we can rent a helicopter. 13. Sometimes people say that I act like this because I don't care about myself, that I must have taken a wrong turn somewhere. I think people don't know what it feels like to be me, to walk a mile in my shoes. Maybe it's boredom. I'm honestly having trouble reading a little bit, I'm seeing double. The maps look like gibberish. Can I borrow your phone? There's a woman in Tulsa I knew 20 years ago. What a thing we had. I want to give her a piece of my mind. I want her to meet me, dressed in black, and mute with rage, in Minnehanung. 14. We actually have an online rating system where you rate the advice you've gotten from your GPS guide, and I really need for you to cut me some slack and give me the best possible rating. Don't be an asshole about it, because if you do, I'll just send you wherever the hell I want to and you'll never get to Minnehanung, no effing way. So just go online, and here's the URL, and then if you could just check off excellent for all the questions, I'd be really grateful. I might have taken the long way around a few times, sure, I might have got us lost, but I mean well. You know what the economy is like right now? Brutal out there. Graduates from good schools wearing bikinis and shilling for light beer. Don't send me back onto the unemployment line. Or, let's go. 1. In this version of the undependable global positioning system, you are blindfolded, carried away from your place of business by armed foreign nationals, or unemployed actors, who then remove you to an undisclosed location, where you are threatened for days. Upon release, you make your way as quickly as possible to the nearest American consulate, using only the undependable global positioning system. 2. Avoid the embankment on the left where you might be subject to sniper fire. Take a right, and drive under the elevated train. Please move quickly, as we have detected live fire on your flank. 3. Plug into the sound system a flash drive containing apocalyptic death metal to entertain you while the fighter planes crisscross above. You're going to need to accelerate dramatically. It's possible you are being followed, perhaps by a number of unmarked vehicles. 4. See the black BMW with the tinted windows? The one weaving in traffic, failing to signal, and tailgating? He's one of ours, so you need to get behind him, and follow him wherever he goes. At his speed. We will need to give him the secret code, too, so when you're near him, roll down the driver's side window, get adjacent, if possible, and shout the word Minnehanung. 5. Prevent the FedEx truck, the one with multiple trailers, from reaching its destination. Pull over at the nearest rest area. If you see tractor trailers from any of the following corporations, Staples, Target, Sam's Club, Fresh Direct, or Stop and Shop, attempt to break into the cargo area in the rear of these vehicles. Take what you need. 6. Ever met anyone from the Teamsters? Tough hombres. Leave the scene. Make a right up ahead. 7. Make a right up ahead, in 1/4 mile. 8. Make a right up ahead, in 0.3 miles. 9. Make a right up ahead, in 2 miles. 10. Make a right in 2.5 miles, then bear right. 11. Recalculating. The magic word. Did you realize that you could reset the undependable global positioning system at any time simply by ignoring its advice and waiting for it to go into the fugue state that results? Recalculating. So right now, while you are on an 8-lane toll road, with no certain idea of where you are, we are recalculating, and we are about to ask you to do something completely improbable. For example, to cross 4 lanes and then make a left turn where no left turn is possible, all in a speed zone, with traffic bearing down in both directions. 12. Still recalculating. Don't bother us. 13. Now you have no idea where you are? Isn't that the point of the UGPS? Isn't it great that every scenario on the UGPS involves suggesting that you just pull over the car and abandon it? Isn't there something about the smell of certain spring blossoms that you would prefer your global positioning system to offer you? Doesn't the era before the horseless carriage seem somehow preferable to what we have? Don't you long to fling your navigation devices into the river? 14. In 2.5 miles, please make a right turn. 15. In 1.36 miles, please make a right turn. 16. In 0.646 miles, make a right turn. 17. In 500 feet, turn right. 18. Turn right again. 19. Turn right continuously. Now, at last, you're circling around your destination, which is called Menahening. A place of distemper, a place of confidence games, a place of blottedness, a place of windswept uncertainties, contrary extremes, bitter tears. See, if you will, the glacial moraines. Nearby are the disappointed marinas, and the torpedo boats filled with the bereaved drifting in the heavy currents that surround the island on its picturesque sides. In the distance, the narcotized concert audience is waving around their digital devices for friends back home. Over there, office workers signaling from the ledges of buildings distant. At the water's edge, the mud sharks wriggling up onto the banks of the island, gasping for breath. Ominous vessels hugging the shore, trading volleys with the island's security detail in hopes that the pirates, most of them Somalis, can despoil the island of all that they can get. Itinerant preachers line the streets, albatrosses alight on the picnic tables, spoiling for the blood diamond and other glittering prizes. You are not home.
Note. The undependable global positioning system is not responsible for the presence of live nuclear warheads in the former Soviet Union. The undependable global positioning system is not responsible for the enmity between various political factions in the nation's capital. The undependable global positioning system is not responsible for whether you are loved or unloved, and especially not for people who have asked you to trust them and then have failed to come through. The undependable global positioning system is not responsible for climate change, whatever that is, nor for childbirth out of wedlock, nor for income inequality, nor for the decline in sales of popular music on compact disc, for the disappearance of affordable and reasonably outfitted editions of the classics in paperback. The undependable global positioning system is not responsible for how you operate the undependable global positioning system, nor is it responsible for your regret. This device has almost no effect at all on regret. The remediation of regret constitutes an off-label use of this product. The undependable global positioning system is not responsible for deaths in your family. It is not responsible for compulsive behavior with regards to drugs, alcohol, compulsive gambling, religiosity. The undependable global positioning system has no position on sexual license and on large-scale fraud and identity theft. The undependable global positioning system does not believe in God because it believes in satellites and in particle physics and entrepreneurship.
Use at your own risk. You tourist of oblivion.